O everlasting and loving God, you are our constant refuge and our strength. Remember and lift up all those affected by the devastating shootings and fires. Love them, protect them, and give them your peace and strength. Amen. At the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, exactly 100 years ago today, World War I formally ended in accordance with a signed armistice. 1 year later, President Woodrow Wilson proclaimed the creation of a national holiday, a day of remembrance known as Armistice Day, in which our nation would come together every year on November 11th and remember all those who served in this brutal war. 35 years later, our Congress changed the name of this special day of remembrance to Veterans Day so that our nation together would honor, remember, and give thanks for all of the men and women who served in our armed forces and defended our country and fought for freedom. It is indeed important to remember the selfless service of those who came before us. About 30 years ago, when my family and I lived in Brussels, we had the honor of attending a Memorial Day service at the American Cemetery in Flanders Field in southern Belgium, where several key World War I battles had been fought. Right before the service began, five Belgian veterans of the First World War were escorted in and took their seats in the front row. They were all in their mid-90s and wore their military hats and battle ribbons. They said that it was important for them to be there, to remember, and honor the service of the Americans who came overseas to fight in the last half of the war, helping to secure victory for the Allied forces. Then a group of Belgian children, in their matching school uniforms, came up front and sang America's national anthem in perfect English. It was a moving experience, especially when you stopped and realized all the blood that had been shed on the exact spot where we had gathered that afternoon. As the story goes, after the fallen soldiers had been buried at Flanders Field, red poppies began to grow all over the cemetery. To this day, people all over the world wear red poppies in their lapels to remember those who fought. It is always important to focus on and remember the selflessness of those who came before us. In today's gospel, Jesus implores us to focus on and remember the selflessness of the poor widow who put two small coins worth a penny into the treasury. Her contribution was dwarfed by the contributions of the rich, but Jesus said to his disciples and to us, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who were contributing to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." Though at first glance today's gospel seems to be two separate stories, we must remember that they are meant to be read together and are linked together. Granted, the scribes do not come off looking too good, and for good reason. But as you look around the altar, now is the time to stress that not everyone who wears long robes will receive greater condemnation. It was the actions of the scribes that raised the ire of Jesus. They approached life from a completely selfish point of view. While they tried to appear to be magnanimous and honorable, they were the complete opposite. They demanded the best seats in the synagogues and places of honor at the banquets, and they loved to give lengthy public prayers that focused attention on them. However, the worst offense they committed was devouring widows' houses. They used their position to adjust claims against wealthy widows or to get them to give them their estates. They became richer, and the widows suddenly became extremely poor. I believe that there is an inherent responsibility of those in positions of leadership of all kinds to be fair and honest and to protect those whom they serve, something the scribes failed to do. Once we acknowledge this fact, we not only see the widow as a hero, but as a victim as well. It is worth noting that Jesus did not donate to the temple treasury or encourage others to do so, because he considered the temple's leaders to be corrupt and willing to exploit the generosity of their citizens. Still, the generosity and sacrifice of the widow was genuine, even though the system was not. Biblical scholars state that this widow taught us that the giving of things without the giving and surrendering of oneself is of very limited worth in the eyes of God. This story takes place after Jesus entered Jerusalem and before his arrest in the Garden of Gethsemane, which led scholars to contend that the fact the widow gave everything she had foreshadows Jesus' sacrifice on the cross for each and every one of us just days later. We must always remember this life-giving sacrifice. While it is vitally important to remember, as I was preparing the sermon, I woke up Thursday morning to events all of us would rather not remember, the horrific shootings in Thousand Oaks. Later in the morning while driving, as I was processing all the senseless shootings these past few years, not to mention the past 2 weeks alone, I heard a newsman on the radio ask a local law enforcement official, "How can we put an end to these horrific events?" The official immediately said, "I wish I had an answer." I remember thinking, that's not acceptable. We must do something. We have to try. We have to talk about it. We have to come together and solve this. We have to make our world a better place. Shortly thereafter, I was with others from St. Francis at the International Bird Rescue Facility in San Pedro, listening to Angie, a member of the staff, talk to us about the important work their organization is doing in saving birds. And then she said something that resonated throughout my whole being. She said, "We must create a world where every day people are taking action." And all of a sudden, I remember the newsman's question, "How can we put an end to these horrific events?" We must create a world where every day people are taking action. If we work to create that type of world, where people are getting up every day and taking focused action, we will make this a better world. If we remember the sacrificial actions of the widow and strive to love God, love others, and serve the world, we will help create a better world. I truly believe that. But at the same time, I realize we are not naive. We know that evil exists in our world. But wouldn't it be great to imagine and strive for a world where we conquer evil, a world where we truly live out God's kingdom here on earth? I know the response. At one time or another, we've all said it. What difference will it make? I'm only one person. And then suddenly the words from that classic Vince Gill song rang through my head. "Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Let there be peace on earth, the peace that was meant to be." When upsetting situations arise, we have a split second to decide either to go with our anger or turn it around and leave it and move forward through God's grace. Imagine what our world would be like if we all chose the latter course of action. We must always remember that we are responsible for ourselves and our actions in this world. Imagine the possibilities if we choose wisely. These past couple of months, our seminary in Jude has led a group of us in Thursday morning meditation, where she is helping us to open our hearts to the stillness of silence, to breathe with the breath of God, learning to live in Jesus as Jesus lives in us, sharing the silence, embracing the silence, growing the silence together. Just imagine what our world would be like if we all opened our hearts to the breath of God. If we do that, we have the ability to solve anything. Yes, let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with each and every one of us. On this Veterans Day, let us stop and remember those who served our country and those who serve our country today. Let us remember the sacrificial spirit of the widow, and let us remember that God is using each and every one of us to come together through his love to make this world a better place. Right now, at this hour of this day, of this month, of this year. Amen.